This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar urged the UN Security Council on Friday to take action to stop the military junta's violence against peaceful protesters and restore democracy following a February 1st coup. Christine Schraner-Borgener told the 15-member council it was critical to be resolute and coherent in putting security forces on notice and standing with the people of Myanmar. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The UN envoy noted that since her briefing to the General Assembly a week ago, the military brutally unleashed its worst crackdown yet since the February 1st coup, killing a total of around 50 innocent and peaceful protesters while seriously injuring scores more.
Last month, the Security Council issued a statement voicing concern over the state of emergency imposed by the Myanmar military. However, it stopped short of condemning the coup due to opposition from Russia and China. Police in Myanmar on Friday again opened fire on protesters against last month's military coup, killing at least one man. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The man was killed in the city of Mandalay, witnesses and a doctor told Reuters by telephone. In the city of Yangon, police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades to disperse protesters who had been joined by about 100 doctors in white coats, witnesses said. Hundreds of protesters in the southeastern city of Dawe also faced tear gas fired by police as they marched in protest against last month's military coup. In all, at least 55 people have been killed since the coup on February 1st.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy.